Good Health Guide on Talkabout. Brought to you in association with Horan's Health Stores, your trusted local experts with 20 stores nationwide.
Now, a warm welcome to Deirdre Murphy from Horan's Health Store, who's just back to us this month. Welcome back, Deirdre.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you.
And we're going to talk about sleep and lack of. There's a bit of an insomnia epidemic in this country at the moment. Why are so many people not sleeping, I wonder?
I think, you know, yes, we're going to talk about sleep today, but I think for most people, sleep is a symptom. And for any symptom, there has to be a cause. And I think without a shadow of a doubt, in my experience in the stores and in the clinic, it's stress. The nervous system, like, you will not sleep if the nervous system isn't calm. So I think a lot of people think, I'll go into bed at night, my head will hit the pillow, and that's my sleep. Sleep actually starts, in actual fact, it probably starts for a lot of people during the day, because the nervous system is so wound up. Then they go home and it's still, it's a different phase. It's doing this, doing that. It's screens, it's coffee, it's getting jobs done. And then they get ready, they go into bed and they wonder why they can't sleep. So sleep is a symptom, really, of a nervous system that needs to be calmed. And I think what we see in the stores is that we get a lot of people. I mean, that's why we decided to talk about it today. It is probably the conversation that we have the most throughout the 21 stores is people struggling with sleep. And I really think that sometimes people don't realise the ripple effect that poor sleep has on your overall health. And the majority of people will come to us and say, I'm absolutely exhausted, I'm tired because I have poor sleep. And yes, that's true. But I suppose the fact, they don't really think beyond that. But the fact is, your physical and mental health will suffer. So your brain will not function properly. You physically will not be able to function properly without good quality sleep. So it's fundamental to our health.
And you could go to your GP and ask to be put on sleeping tablets, but that's only a short-term fix.
You can, and you see, like, from the business that I'm in, my thought on that would be the body doesn't need to be shut down. The body is very clever and the body is well able to heal itself. And if you go back to ancient times, to the very start of man, their body clocks, the way they worked was they got up with sunrise, they started to rest in darkness. Now, we still have the same nervous system as they did back then. So we are basically we're living in a very, very modern world, a very busy world and a very stimulating world, but with a Stone Age nervous system.
Yeah, that's true.
So we still, biologically, we're the same as they were. So we haven't been rewired in the meantime. You know, there's nothing. So we are dealing with a very, very different world. And there's stimulants everywhere. And yes, we talk about blue lights on phones at night. We talk about caffeine. But you have street lights, you know, like years and years ago, when the sun went down, it was dark. And that's the way our bodies react. Again, going back to the start of time. So now it's light everywhere. You know, there's a lot of stimulants as well. People are having biscuits at night and sugar and stuff like that. You wouldn't give children a packet of sweets before they go to bed, you know, because you know what's going to happen. So it's the same for adults. So I suppose for a lot of people, yes, their issues like the stimulants and the phones and all of that, and they're things that people can change themselves. But for the majority of people, it's stress, it's the nervous system, and it's about calming down the nervous system. Because if you look, as I said, sleep is fundamental to our overall health. But what happens when you sleep? There's a whole lot of, if you like, housekeeping goes on when you sleep. But the reverse is also true. It doesn't happen if you don't sleep. So when you sleep, your brain cleanses all the waste, all the crap that it's picked up during the day, the blue noise in the background, it gets rid of all of that and it files away all the good stuff that you need, and it preps you for the following morning. So your brain, when you wake the next morning, your head isn't frazzled because all of that has gone on while you're asleep. Your muscles and tissue recover, again, very, very important. Your hormones rebalance. All of this is going on while you're asleep. Your immune system strengthens, so you're much better able to cope with viruses and things like that. Your tolerance level, your coping level is much higher. So the following day, you're well able to cope with the everyday stress. And your heart and metabolism, they all get a break. The heart rate slows down, the blood pressure drops. But again, as I said, the reverse is true if you're not sleeping. So it really, really is so important to our overall health. It's not just about energy.
Deirdre, do you think a lot of us don't go to bed early enough?
Oh, that's true. And it's, again, it's routine. You look at, again, newborn babies. you're told keep them in routine. You know, older people will have routine because they need their sleep. But for the rest of us that are trying to cope again with the stresses of life and the work and the families and the this and the that and the stresses, we almost try and fit sleep in. So how many times have we said, oh my God, it's 12 o'clock, I better get to sleep, I better get to bed, I'm up at 6. So you're fitting it in. But in actual fact, if we were never meant to sleep, then evolution would have designed us to stay awake all the time. But we're designed to sleep a third of our life. There's a reason for that. And I think it's almost got pushed aside because we're too busy to sleep, as mad and all as that sounds, you know. But I think the thing to remember is for the majority of people, of course, there'll be exceptions to every rule. There'll be people who have small children in a house. They might have elderly parents in the house. So they're sleeping with one ear and one eye open. Okay, there's nothing can change that. And there'll be people who may be pain is waking them. Again, that's a whole other conversation. There may be women where hot flushes awaken them. That's a different conversation. But for the person who is listening to us today, and I've no doubt there's a lot of them, and they're thinking, I'm tired of being tired.
Yeah. You
know? I'm going around, I'm functioning, I'm getting my job done, I'm getting my work done, I'm getting my bits done when I go home, but there's nothing else left in the tank. And they're the people that you'll get away with that for a while. But then something happens or, you know, something is thrown at you in life. It's very difficult then to cope with anything extra, you know. So everybody's just kind of winging it.
So, Deirdre, when someone comes into you in Horns and they have sleep issues and sleep problems and they're tired all the time, like you explained, what do you typically say to them? I presume that you would ask them a number of questions about their lifestyle, first of all.
Absolutely. And, you know, it generally comes down to, you know, their stress levels on a scale of 1 to 10. They're saying, yeah, they're 7, they're 8. It doesn't have to be anything great. It doesn't have to be anything massive. It can just be life, you know. So certainly there's things that people can do themselves, like, and it's, I know it's boring to hear, nobody wants to hear it, but it's a fact, you know. Coffee, tea after 2 o'clock. Some people are much more sensitive to caffeine than others. You know, I know people that can have a cup of coffee at 10 o'clock, they'll go into bed and sleep, no problem. But not everybody's like that. So caffeine is a stimulant. Sugar is a stimulant. So, you know, don't have the 5 biscuits at 8 o'clock. Have 1, have 2, you know. Don't have the fizzy drink. So your sugar is a stimulant. You know, and it's all about telling the nervous system, okay, I need you to start winding down here because I'm going to be going to bed in 2 hours' time. So you're giving, the body's very clever, so the more signals you give it, it'll pick up. So if you start your, almost your bedtime routine, so you start, you know, you're having your herbal tea if that's what you want, you're not having your caffeine, you're putting away the phone, and I know that's not going to happen for a lot of people, so I have a plan. Plan B, switch it to night mode, I think it's called. It's like the screen isn't as bright, the light is, because that blue light is stimulating you. That's why most people buy stuff at 3 o'clock in the morning when they don't really want it, because you're stimulated and you're not sleeping and you're stressed and everything's going on. So start to create almost like a bedtime routine. And honest to God, Deirdre, after a week of doing that, people will say, do you know what? I didn't wake. Normally I'd wake at 2, you know, 2 or 3 times during the night. I didn't. I went to bed. Instead of taking me half an hour, I was asleep in 15 minutes. And after a week, that starts to show in your energy levels, in your tolerance level, in your coping, you know, so you just feel a hell of a lot better. So create that nighttime routine. Darkness is very important because we need the dark for the melatonin. Melatonin is our sleep hormone. And again, the body starts to think, okay, she's given me or he is giving me signals here that I need to start winding down. The nervous system is listening. It's starting to wind down. You go into the room is dark enough, then the melatonin is there. And the melatonin is your sleep hormone. Without that, you're not going to sleep.
Yeah, and you hear of children who can't sleep unless there's a light on. They're afraid of the dark. But I suppose that's counterproductive then, isn't it?
It is. And I think in a lot of cases, that can be more an emotional thing. So it can be, you know, it can be they're afraid. A lot of times they just don't want to go to bed. But, you know, it can be an emotional thing. So again, a slightly different conversation. But, you know, even the salt lamps are lovely because they're very, you know, it's not a lamp. It's just a very mild, orangey glow in the corner. But again, you know, for kids, something like the magnesium an hour or two before bed. If it's a child that's a child that's on high alert all the time. So again, their nervous system is high, it's the same as an adult. You start to calm down their nervous system. Give them their magnesium drink an hour before bed, you know. Keep them away from the sugars, you know, and just start to create. But there could be something else going on. Some kids are just, they don't like being on their own. You know, sometimes there can be other issues in there as well, which again is a different conversation. But the darkness, where possible, really, really does help, because that's what the body responds to.
So tell us the routine. So no tea or coffee, we'll say, after six, so or maybe a decaf coffee.
And you know
whatever.
What, Deirdre? It actually starts before that, because it's managing stress is the big thing. That's the one line here. So if somebody is stressed during the day, and it's everyday stuff, emails, phone calls, kids, shopping, traffic, work, house, whatever, and if you don't target that during the day, that's not going to automatically switch off when you get into bed. But it's definitely waiting for you 2 o'clock in the morning when you wake up, you know. So I would say things like, you know, that there's a product that the magnesium by glycinate. It is a magnesium, but it's a different type of magnesium. It's magnesium bound with glycine. That is something, I suppose, that we would recommend most people to take. Because what you do, you can take one or two during the day. So you're almost having the load during the day, the stress load. So take one or two during the day, take another two an hour before you go to bed. And again, that's sending the signal. You've started, if you've taken that at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're starting the signal to the nervous system, start to calm down. You know, you can still work away, you can still function, but it's the nervous system is starting to calm down. You're taking another two an hour before bed, they're completely natural. You're taking another two an hour before bed, and again, you think the nervous system is thinking, oh, yeah, I need to start calming here. Everything's fine. The body, you will not sleep if the body doesn't feel safe. It won't happen. And if the nervous system is heightened, and if the head is going 90 to the dozen, the body doesn't feel safe. It will not switch off.
Hold that thought for a moment, Deirdre, because we're going to take a quick break and we have some questions for you on the subject of sleep. If you're somebody who is struggling with sleep at the moment and you would like some advice from Deirdre Murphy from Horan's Health Store here in Tralee, feel free to send in a question on 066 7123 666. It's 3:15. You're listening to Tuesday's Talk About. Back with you in just a moment.
The Good Health Guide on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Horan's Health Stores, your trusted local experts with 20 stores nationwide.
Deirdre, a lady was in touch. She's in her late 30s and a very light sleeper. She struggles to get to sleep in general. She says she was in one of your stores. She bought the magnesium by glycinate. She says, I take two in the evening, but the box says to take three. Would you advise I take three instead in the evening?
Okay, so again, that's the product I was talking about, the magnesium by glycinate. It's magnesium bound with glycine. So magnesium's a relaxant, glycine is the sleep. So the three on the box is a guide. It's a license, it's not a safety. So what I would suggest in that situation is take two. I would split them, because remember, you're not letting the load becomes so big that when she wakes at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, or she struggles to get to sleep. So I would take two during the day, take the two together, maybe around lunchtime, and then take her two 1 hour before bed. And the 1 hour before bed is really important, because if you take it going into bed, it's too late. You know, that signal hasn't got to the central nervous system to calm down. So two during the day and two an hour before bed.
Another listener says, I have no problem falling asleep, but my problem is I wake every 2 hours until my alarm goes off at 6:45. And this is going on for the past 6 years.
And that is one of the most common things that we hear. And what's happening there is, the easiest way that I find to explain it is, you go into bed, you fall asleep because you're tired. And it's a bit like you've plugged yourself in and you're charging your battery. So after 2 hours, there's maybe 40% charge, and the brain, the mind goes, nice one, and it kicks in. And that's what's waking you. So again, that's not a sleep issue. That's a nervous system issue. So she's wired, she's falling asleep, but the app is still running in the background. So for that lady, something like what I would suggest is, there's a very good product by an Irish company, actually Mecanta, the L-theanine and L-ornitine. It's a two-in-one, and that switches off that app. Now, there's other formulas and other products as well. That's the first one that springs to mind there. So she could still do her magnesium, but she needs something more than that, because that's the nervous system is still running away while she's asleep. So it's that's waking her.
Yeah, somebody just asked, can you explain what L-theanine is for?
Yeah.
So that answers
it
that,
is, yeah.
doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Any tips for a teenager who struggles to sleep and has exams coming up?
Again, so that's the mind running and racing. So sleep, as I said earlier, sleep. You're not going. The body isn't going to sleep if the nervous system is on high alert. And obviously, exams, it's a stressful time. So I would, again, in this situation, sleep is a symptom. No point treating the symptom. You have to treat the cause, because you're going to be forever chasing your tail otherwise. So get for it. It's a teenager, is it?
Yeah.
So get in there with certainly the magnesium before bedtime, even the L-theanine on its own during the day. Anything that's going to calm, a good B vitamin as well is very important every morning, because the B vits kind of raise the tolerance level, raise the coping level. A fish oil is very important for the focusing and the concentration as well. So, you know, pop into any of us and we'll go through those. But it's important now, like the mocks, have the mocks started?
They're over. The junior mocks are over anyway.
So before, like, start now. Don't wait for a week before the exams. And I think people have realised that now. You need to start now. So a good B complex, and then the magnesium at night, and maybe an L-theanine, one or just L-theanine on its own, one or two during the day as well, would be really, really good.
A 59-year-old woman, Deirdre, says she's no problem getting to sleep, but she suffers from very vivid dreams. Everything I sleep, every time, even if I'm only asleep for a half an hour, I have these really vivid dreams.
Okay, so she's not waking up, it's just the vivid dreams. So when we sleep, there's three stages really. There's light sleep, which is when the body starts to relax and the heart rate and the breathing slow down. That's probably what most people experience, that light sleep. So they end up waking. The next step is deep sleep, the physical repair, all the housekeeping that I mentioned earlier starts. And for this lady, the third stage is the what they call the REM sleep. It's the deep, deep sleep. And that's sort of where most dreams occur. And like she said, very vivid dreams. But it's actually a good state to be in, because that's when the brain becomes active, the memory and the learning and the emotional processing happens. So it's actually quite good. But with that lady, I mean, I don't know if she's on meds or what her situation is, but even a B6 supplement is really good, because sometimes with that a B6 can help really well. But I would assume that she's saying her sleep is good and that she's not tired and she's waking up refreshed when she's in that REM sleep.
Yeah, I presume so, but she's worried about the dreams, I think.
Yeah.
Deirdre, what about things like lavender and essential oils and stuff like that in your bedroom? Can they be helpful?
Absolutely, they can, 100%. And they're all creating that message again that we spoke about to the central nervous system to start winding down, start calming down, because I need to go to sleep in 2 hours. So you're creating this ritual, if you like. So even getting an oil burner or a diffuser, put it into the bedroom, close the window, close the door, put on your lavender, and then quench it if it's a nightlight or whatever, quench it before you go to bed, and that'll stay in the air for 6 or 7 hours, and then you're breathing that in. So again, that works more at a physical level. It's just helping to calm you down.
Loads of questions. I'll tell you, this whole sleep topic is a good one. Listener says, can you ask Deirdre, if you take the magnesium and vitamin D confined tablets during the day, can you still take the magnesium by glycinate tablets at night?
Absolutely. The thing about magnesium is stress leaches it out of our body. And none of us, we don't really get enough of it. It's a natural mineral that we should have, a bit like iron, but we don't really get it in our food anymore because the vegetables are deficient, really. You know, they don't have much in them. But again, because we're living in such a busy, stressful world, the magnesium just gets pulled out of us on a daily basis. So having it during the day, absolutely, and still have your biglycinate at night. Trust me, you'll use every bit of it.
Yeah, and magnesium is okay. It doesn't really react with medication.
No, the
much,
only thing you'd
it?
Be careful of if somebody had low blood pressure, because remember what magnesium is doing, it's calming everything down. So if somebody had low blood pressure, yes, they could still take it, but we would restrict the strength and we would restrict how long they take it for.
Okay. Yeah. A caller asks if ashwagandha is as good as magnesium for sleep.
It is. Ashwagandha, now, different product. Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic. So ashwagandha is your overthinking, your stress, your anxiety, your high alert, you know, what's going on, what's happening, all of this kind of thing during the day. So if you take your 1 to 2 ashwagandha, so if you're taking your ashwagandha during the day, it's doing exactly what we said earlier. It's calming that system down during the day. So you could by all means take another one at night. Now there is a product, Prismag do a product where you have the magnesium and the ashwagandha in one. So you could certainly get that and take one or two during the day and take one at night, by all means. Again, ashwagandha, there will be a few contraindications. So, you know, if you're on medication, so discuss that with us as well.
Just finally, Deirdre, because we're going to run out of time in a second, but I presume that, you know, if anyone wants to go in and just maybe have a chat with you and tell you about their lifestyle and discuss their sleep issues, you're happy to chat.
And it's absolutely, and I do have the clinic in Manor as well, Monday to Thursday, but any of the stores. And that's what we always advise, because I could be taking something and I could be saying to you, this worked fantastic, you need to get it. You could get it and it might do nothing for you. So it's all about the person, you know. And these things, if you're going to be spending your money, and I always say this, if you're going to be spending your money on something, it needs to work. It needs to be the right product for you. And that's what we'll do. We will select the right product for you. You know, we'll ask you the questions. We'll get a picture of what you're looking for. We'll get a picture of where the weaknesses are. And then we'll tailor the product to suit that.
Yeah, and okay, and you're not, like, just to stress to people, the great thing about Horan's, you're not all about pushing supplements on people. If they don't need them, you might just advise a lifestyle change. Absolutely. Or put away the
and
phone.
And that's what I was saying about the starting the ritual. You know, you can do all of those things, you know. And like I said at the top of the slot, Deirdre, like, sleep is fundamental to our overall health. And when we talk about wellness, we talk about nutrition, we talk about exercise, we talk about supplements if needed. But the one thing that will reach any of them is sleep, and it's free.
Absolutely, it's so important.
Yeah.
Deirdre, thank you so much for that. We look forward to chatting to you again next month, and you'll find Deirdre Murphy at Horan's Health Store in Manor West in Tralee. She's there Monday through to Thursday.